Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Chaf. We are on Yud Tesma Beis, and today is the start of all of the stories here in the third parak of Tainus. Today is the Nakdimon Ben Gurion day, and tomorrow, by the Shem, will be Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan and Gamzu Latova. Let's start with Yud Tesma Beis, about 10 lines up to the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. We were starting to talk about rain, so all of these stories, many of these stories have to do with rain, not all of them. Once some stories are quoted, then we branch out, but we'll start with Tanu Rabbanan, about 12 lines up to the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan pam achas alu kol Yisrael l'regel Yerushalayim. One time, all Bnei Yisrael were all the regel, right, during Bizman HaMikdash, they were all the regel. We mentioned a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, towards the beginning of the Masechta, that there was a diak in the Gemara, that there was only a mitzvah, there's only a chiyuv of Aliyah l'regel, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Without a Beis HaMikdash, there is no, for sure, chiyuv. Is there any type of kiyum? Sounded like that people did not go. That was the diak that we had earlier in the Masechta. But here, it was during Bizman HaMikdash, they all went to be all the regel. And there was no water. There was not enough water. There was a drought. So what happens? Halach Nakdimon Ben Gurion, Eitzel Adon Echad. Nakdimon Ben Gurion went to a certain Adon. Rashi quotes he was a rich man, Nakdimon, and he went to an Adon. Amar lo halveni shteim esrei ma'ayonos ma'ayim la'oli regalim. Please give me, lend me 12 ma'ayanot, 12 sources of water for oli regalim. The Marsha says he wanted the zchus of the shifteka, that's why he asked for 12, and he was hoping, he was banking on their zchuyos, v'aniyatin l'cha shteim esrei enos ma'ayim, and I'll pay you back. Give me water and I'll pay you back water. Vim 80 no sein lecha, and if I don't pay you back, hareini no sein lecha, shteim esrei kikar kesef. I'll pay you back in silver. Pay back in silver. So the Adon thinks this is a great deal. V'kavalo zman, he gives it to him, and they're kolea a set time for the payment to be paid back. Kivishiki asman vol yardu gushamim. The day came that he was supposed to pay back. Shbishachris shalach lo. In the morning, the Adon sent to Nakdibon. Said to me, O Mayim, O Mosh, Yesh li biyadcha. Okay, give me one or the other. Either get me water, it hadn't rained, so there was no water, or pay me money. Shalach lo, adayin yesh li zman, kol hayom kulo shalihu. I have plenty of time. I still have all day. It's all mine. But tzahrayim shalach lo, shagar li, O Mayim, O Mosh, Yesh li biyadcha. So he waited till the afternoon, and he says, okay, now send to me. Give me money, give me water. Shalach lo, adayin yesh li shows by yom. I still have time. So what's the machlokas here? What's happening here? That he keeps sending it, but he keeps saying, no, I have time. If you look at the Marsha here says, well, they didn't specify whether it was adva ad bechlal or adva lo ad bechlal. So they get up in the morning, and the Adon thinks that the time has arrived, and Nakdimon says, no, not so fast, because he thinks, Nakdimon says, I meant adva ad bechlal. The Adon said, no, it's not included. He did send them the night before. The night before was the previous day. So he didn't send them there, but he sent them in the morning. And Akibot sent back Adva Ad Bechlau. So what happens then? Then they waited till after Chatzos. So at least now the Hegmon says, well, Rubo Kakulo. Right, the majority has passed, and isn't that enough for Adva Ad Bechlal? And Nakdimon answers back, no. I hold that it is mamish the whole day, and I'm also being chaver of Araya, proved to me that that was not our deal. So that's what he continues, and says that I still have time. Next, three lines to the bottom. B'mincha shogar lo, shkar li yomayim amosh yesh li biyadcha. Mincha time, send me. Or the money or the water. Shalach lo adayin yesh li shows by yom, I still have time. Ligleg alav oso Adon, that Adon starts scoffing and making fun of Nakdimon. Omar, kol ashana kula v'yardu gshamim, it hasn't rained the whole year. It's drought. V'yachshav yardu gshamim, now it's going to rain. Nichnas l'beis hamerchatz b'simcha. So he went into the beis hamerchatz b'simcha, and he was not expecting anything unusual to happen. Even a little diak in the language of the Gemara here, where first it was Shachris, and then it was Saharayim, and then it was Mincha. So there was Saharayim, and then it was Mincha. Isn't that the same time period? Don't you daven Mincha and then Saharayim? And yet here, Mincha time is different than Saharayim. Says the Gvuras Ari, says the Shagas Aryeh right here. Well, you see that it's two different times. Nirali the Tzaharayim Ha'inuzman Mincha Gedola Shehu Mivav Shos Vamechzul Lamala. Says the Shagas Aryeh, Tzaharayim must mean early afternoon, from 6.5 hours. O Mincha Ha'inu Mincha Gitana Shehu Miteishos. And if you're looking Ksubis Daf Yud, also you see that the two times are separated. But you see here clearly that one is Saharayim, and one is Mincha. Is there any diuk the fact that the Gemara calls Mincha Ketana Mincha? Saharayim is not called Mincha. It's from the word Soar, light, like by Noach. Soar Tase Lateva. So it could be an allusion. I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago. Could be an allusion to the Shita Saraba against the tour. What is that? We mentioned which is a better, quote unquote, Mincha to Davin. Which should we daven? Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ketanas. That's known as the Machlokas between the tour and the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tfila, Perek Gimel. Tfila Sashachar, the Rambam says, is from Netzach Chama until the end of the fourth hour. What about Mincha? What is the time for Mincha? Says the Rambam. Kfar Amarnu, said Tfilas Mincha Kineged Zman Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim Tiknu Zmana. Tfilas Mincha is Kineged the time that they brought the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. And that's usually late in the afternoon. Ulefi Shahaya HaTamid Karev B'chol Yom B'teisha U'mechza. Since the Karev Tamid, 98% of the time was brought after what we call Mincha Ketana. So that's why Mincha Ketana is the time for Mincha. Tiknu Zmana Mitesha Shos Vamechsa Via Nikris Mincha Ketana. And then the Rambam says, Ulafi, because there is one time a year where they brought the Karban Tumid earlier, that is why we have the concept of Davening Mincha earlier. Ulafi, Sheba Erev Pesach Shechalios Pe Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, and it's a very busy day, Erev Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash was the busiest day of the year. And when it's on Erev Shabbat, it's even busier, because you have to finish everything earlier. Because of that, HaYishoklenes HaTamid, remember the Karban Tamid was, the only Karban that was brought after the Tamid was the Karban Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, he brought the Karban Tamid earlier. When Erev Pesach was an Erev Shabbos, he brought the Karban Tamid, the earliest it could be brought, the earliest it was brought, and that was after 6.5 hours. That is why Amru Shahamis Palel Me Acher Sheish Vamechsa Yatsa. That is why Chazal say you're allowed to daven if you daven after 6.5 you're yotze. It doesn't say that lachachila. The Rambam says the time for Mincha is Mincha Ketana because that's the normal time for the Karban Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim. Because once a year it can be brought earlier, so that's why, if you daven mincha earlier, you're yotzei. Umishikia zman zeh, higia zman chiyuva, v'zui nigreis mincha gedola. But it's clear from the Rambam that the first mincha is the clear one. There is a very unusual in Rambam, in the next halacha, we discuss this back in Maseches Brachos, and that is Parakimel Halacha Gimel. Nagu anashim harbei lehispalel gedola uketana. There are many people out there that daven two minchas, Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, the Ha'achas Rishus, and one of them is voluntary. V'horu Mixas Gaonim, Shein Royalist Palo Rishus, Ela Gedola. Some Gaonim say the only one you should daven voluntarily is Gedola. You should have in mind that the later one is going to be the one that's Chova, and the earlier one is Rishus. V'chena did no sein, and that's appropriate, says the Rambam. V'vnei shi keneged davar, Sheinu Tadir b'chol yom. After all, as I just said, the real mincha is the later one in the day. The earlier one is the one that, okay, will allow you to do it, but that's not the kavua one. That's not tadir b'chol yom. And therefore you should have rishus in mind. V'mispala ha-gedola chova, lo yispala ha-ketana ela rishus. If you did daven the gedola chova, then you should daven the second one rishus. Unbelievable. The Rambam quotes this minhag of davening two minchas. Two minchas. The Kesef Mishnah discusses this. What does it mean that you could daven two minchas and others? Anyway, this is the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik says in the Rishima Shiurim that wherever this minhag came from, it definitely illustrates that there are different chalos shems for the different minchas. If it was just the same mincha, just the different times, then why are you davening two minchas for? The fact that there's a minhag of davening mincha gedola and mincha ketana, why don't you just daven two mincha ketanas? Or ten mincha gedolas. No, it was dafka, one mincha ketana and one mincha gedola. That's what the Rambam quotes the minhag. Reflecting that there is some different status fundamentally to the two different menchas. This is all the sheet of the Rambam. The tour in Ilchas Mincha says that Da Mincha Gedola is fine. It says Mitzvah to David, the time for Mincha starts at Mincha Gedola, without saying anything else. What's the reason? The Achronim says the reason Makdim al Mitzvah. It's the earliest time to daven. One can daven. The carbon. What about the Rambam's Taina? So it must be the Torah would answer that once Chazal, you're right, it only happened once a year, but once Chazal said that the time of Mincha starts at Mincha Gedola, even though that is not the normal Tadir time, but once that's called the time for Mincha, then that's the status of Mincha. And therefore there's no problem in davening it earlier, and even L'chadchila, one can daven it earlier. Okay, so why are we bringing all this in? Because the Gemara here calls the later Mincha Mincha, and the earlier one it calls Saharayim. So maybe, not a Rayim Machrachas, but maybe it's a little smach to the Rambam, because the later Mincha is the one that is called Mincha. It could just be that that's the one that's the most common time that Mincha was Davin, and that's why it says Mincha, but either way, it could be a smach to the sheet of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, so the Adon went in Besimcha to the Beis HaMerchatz, because it hasn't rained, and he wasn't expecting it to rain. As the Adam was going in to the bathhouse, it's emphasizing that he was using water as much as he wanted. So Dafka emphasizes he went into the Beis HaMerchatz. And as he went in, Nakdimon nichnas to Beis HaMikdash. Nakdimon Megurion went into the Beis HaMikdash. Kshuatzuf, he was sad, he was serious. Nisatefa Amar Bitfila, he got up to Davin. Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Galui V'yadua Lefanecha. It is known in front of you, Shelo lichvod asisi, I haven't acted for my own covet, v'lo lichvod beis Abba asisi, I didn't do this for my father's covet. I didn't make this deal to get famous. I didn't. Elo lichvod chasisi, I made this deal to get water for you. Sheyu mayim mitsuyim la'oli regalim, so that water is matsui. There's plenty of water for the oli regalim. We have all these stories in this parak about the Tanam talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had Choni Hama'agel yesterday, and now we have the Chanakdimah Megurian. So he said, I did this for you. So what happened? Miyad, Niskashu Shamayim Ba'avim, the sky got full of clouds, V'yardu Geshamim, Achen Esmalu Shtem Esri Mayanos Mayim, V'ho Siru. Until it rained, it filled up 12 Mayanot that he had to give back, and he even added more. It was overflowing. Achen Yatsa Adam Beis HaMerchat, Chanakdimah Megurian, Yatsa Beis HaMikdash, and as the Adam was leaving the bathhouse, Nakdimo came out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they met each other. And it must have been gotten sunny again afterwards. Kishapagu Zebazem, when they met each other, Amarlo, Nakdimo says to the Adon, or maybe it didn't, maybe he realized it himself, Nakdimo says, Tainli Damei Mayim Yoser Sheishli Biyadcha. He says, I paid you back these Maya notes, but now you owe me money. You owe me money because I paid you back even extra. There's extra water, right? He might not have meant this literally. The Marsha says he was just saying this as derech lag, little scoffing back and say, look, you have even more than our deal. Omar lo, yodeani, says the Adon, I know, shlo ihirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo ela bishvilcha. I realize now that the Hashem changed the nature of natural events because of you. I realize there was an amazing event that took place. But you know what? But you still have to pay me back. Why? It had already set. The sun had already set by the time it finished raining. So it was you were too late. It's amazing, Nais, but you were too late. So therefore, you still have to pay me back. Nakdimon says, wait a minute. He goes back into the Beis HaMikdash. He garbs himself. That's a simon of tefillah, that we should wrap ourselves in a talis. Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mordechai Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven for the Cheta Egel. He was nis'atef. He garbed himself in a talis to kind of show that this is the way of tefillah. And he said the Yud Gimel Midos, giving him the secret of how to daven. The Rambam also, when the Rambam talks about Hilchas Tzitzis, the Rambam says that we have to try to wear tzitzis as much as we can, but tefillah is a special time of wearing tzitzis. That's the last Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Rambam says in Paragimel, Halacha, The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, the second to last Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Afal pi she'ein adam mechuyav liknos talis, v'lehis atif ba, kidei she'yasa ba tzitzis. As we know, the mitzvah of tzitzis is situational. If I'm wearing a four-cornered garment, so then I have to put on tzitzis. So even though a person is not obligated, still, ein ro'i la'adam chasid liftar atzmomi mitzvah zu. A person, a chassid, a pious person, should not exempt themselves from this mitzvah. Ela la'olam yishtada lios atuf biksus ha'mchuyevas betzitzis. We should always put ourselves in the position of wearing a four-cornered garment, kidei she'yikayim mitzvah zu. Like we do today to be b'chayim this mitzvah. And then he adds, u'b'shas ha'tfila tzarech lehizor b'yoser. B'shas ha'tfila is even more of a idea to be zahir. And that's what we do, right? We only wear a talis when we daven. We wear tzitzis all day, what we call talis katan. But talis gadol, we only wear when we daven. That's a key of this Rambam. G'nai gadol hu l'tamar chachamim sheyispala v'hu'enu atuf. Right? It's not appropriate. But there is a big shaila in the poskim. Why is it that the minhag of many Ashkenazim is to only wear a talis during tefillah, after they get married? Why not right away? Right, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about wearing it only after one gets married. There are a couple of Gemaras that say that give off the impression that it was only after one gets married, and that is the minhag that's quoted by many poskim. In any case, so what happens? He's nesatef again. Nakdimon goes back into the Beis Hamikdash after being told that it was too late. He goes back in. Second half of the skinny lines. Chazar v'nichnas lebeis hamikdash tis'atif amav etfila. V'amar lefanav ribono shel olam. Hoda sheyesh lecha ahuvim ba'olam echa. Please show that you have loved ones in your world. Please show that as you love Am Yisrael. Miyad nispazru ha'avim v'zarcha hachama. The sun had already set, but the sun came out again. Unbelievable neis. And at that moment, the Adon said, if the sun hadn't pierced through the clouds, Niktara, pierced through. Right? We had him back in Maseches Erevin, Mekadrin Baharim, to pierce the mountains in terms of measuring the Tchum. So he says, if the sun hadn't pierced the clouds, then I would have a good taino. What can I do now? That was it. The deal was over. Tana, the Gemara adds, lo nakdimon shmo, ela buni shmo. Really, his real name was not Nakdimon, it was Buni. V'lama nikra shmo Nakdimon. Why did he get his name Nakdimon? That was afterwards. She nikdara chama ba'avuro. Because the sun penetrated through because of him, ba'avuro. And therefore, he got the name. So during the story, l'chora, his name was Buni. He only got the name Nakdimon after the story. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara adds on, Shlosha Nikdama, or Nikdara Lahem Chama Ba'avuran. Three people in history had the sun go out of its regular orbit for them. Moshe, the Yoshua, the Nakdimon Ben Gurion. These three, Moshe, Yeshua, and Nakdimon. Where do we see these psukim? So Bishlam, Nakdimon Ben Gurion, Gemara. I understand Nakdimon, that's the Mesorah, that's the story that the Gemara just quoted. Yeshua na Mikra. Also, Yeshua ben Nun is a Beferish Pasik in Yeshua. Dichsiv vayidom HaShemesh vayareach amad v'gomer. Yeshua Paragyud, right, what's famous about Yeshua Paragyud? First time Yerushalayim is mentioned in Tanakh. Right, so vayidom HaShemesh vayareach amad. The sun stopped, and the moon. Ela Moshe minalon. But Moshe, how do we know that Moshe stopped the sun and the moon? That's not a Mefurish Pasuk anywhere in Chumash. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, it's a Gzeirah Shava, Asya Achel Achel. Ksivacha Achel Teis Pachtecha. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, I will make great your awesomeness. V'ksiv Hasam Achel Gadelcha. And by Yeshua Ben Nun, it also says that. So making great Yeshua's awesome nature is compared to your Moshe's, and therefore, if Yeshua was able to do this, so too it must be Moshe as well. Yeshua ben Achmeni Amar, different Gzeirah Shava, Asya Teis Teis, Ksevacha Achel Teis Pachtecha. Right, also be focusing on the verb Teis. V'Ksev Asam Biyom Teis Hashem Esu Amori. So different word. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a third word. Asya Migufi Tekra. Right, not from Gzeirah Shava, but from the inherent pasuk by Moshe. Asher yishmuun shimacha, they will hear everything about you. V'ragzu v'chalu mipanecha, and they will shake and fear you. Emasai ragzu v'chalu mipanecha. When will they shake? B'shosh niktam alocham al Moshe. When Moshe would have nature in his hands. Shniktam alocham al Moshe. Good. So that is Moshe and Yoshua. You can look at the Meshach Chachma in the Hakdama to Shmos. He talks about this Chazal, about nature being in the hands of the great personalities of the Torah. Right? We'll see if they have time at the end. We'll go through that Meshach Chachma. It's an important one in the Hakdama to Shmos. Good. Ask Tosfos. Not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Masechet Avodah Zarah. There's another person. Right? We're focusing on all the people. Moshe and Yoshua and Nakdimon. What about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu also played around. I played around. It was played around for him. The sun and the moon, and he came back to Beit El, and he didn't know that he had passed the place. Ask Tosfos. Ha deloka chashiv nami Yaakov. What about Yaakov Avinu, as the Gemara says in Chulin? Shemesh shaka ba'avuro zarcha ba'avuro. So the Tosfos says that was tashlumen. That what? It had God been late earlier, so it got dark earlier. That was payback. It wasn't a new event that occurred. That was payback. That was also by Chizkiya. Why didn't say the Shelo Hayarak Tashlumin Liyom Shiniskatzer B'Yemei Achas? Another story that it was just Tashlumin, and therefore it wouldn't. It didn't count. Other Achronim give other answers. That is, by these three, it was an answer to Tefillah. They all wanted it. They all needed it. But Yaakov Avinu, what happened without his knowledge? He didn't even know. All of a sudden, it got dark, and he went to sleep. Hashem wanted it to sleep in that spot, and therefore he made it dark. But by these three, they davened, and Hashem answered them. That is the difference between these three and the others. That's the answer of the Chachmas Manoach, one of the Achronim. It says She'elu Ashlosh Hashem Manu Matana Hispalalu Hashem V'Hayezepele She'Yishma Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Ish. That was the amazing event, not just that it happened, but it was in response to a tefillah. Ukamoshene mar v'lohaya kayomahu lishmoa b'kolish aval avur Yaakov Avinu he'emid HaKadosh Baruch Hu esachama me'atzmo shlomatzinu sheYaakov is pala akach. It was just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, not because Yaakov had asked for it at all, and that's why it was different. Actually, if you look in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the story in Yehoshua in Perek Yud, where it took place, where Yeshua made it dark, made it the sun stay out longer, that was because there was a reason for that. Why do you have to keep the sun out longer? So the Pirkei de Elazar, one of the earliest Torah Shebaal Peh that was written down, says it was Erev Shabbos. Yeshua ben Nun did not want that to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore, during the war, so he made it longer. Says Miyom Shinivru Shemayim Va'aretz Hashemesh Va'ayrech L'Kochavim V'Chol Mazalos Hayu Olin L'Ha'ir Al Ha'aretz Ve'Einon Ma'ar Arin Zeh Imzeh. From the beginning of creation until Yoshua, interesting, it doesn't talk about Moshe here. Maybe it's only talking about explicit cases. He says that everybody, all the orbits and all the sun and the moon and the stars acted with their normal way of rising and setting. Ad Sheba Yehoshua Va'asa Melchamtan Shal Yisrael. Until Yeshua came along and made a melchama, v'higia erev Shabbos, v'ra'a b'tzarashon shel Yisrael, shelo yichalu as haShabbos. And he saw, not only would it be painful for Am Yisrael to keep fighting, but have them to be mechal Shabbos, that would also be painful. V'od, and also, shero chartume goyim koshim b'mazolos laval Yisrael, ma'asa, Yeshua, pashat yado lo'ara shemesh, ulo'ara yareach, v'hiskir aleim es Hashem. He mentioned Shem Hashem. Va'amar kol echad bimkomo shishim v'shisha v'shloshim shos. 36 hours. Ad motzoi Shabbos. Shemar v'idom ha'shemesh v'yireach amad ad yokim goy oivav v'yamod ha'shemesh v'chati ha'shemayim v'lo atz lavo kiyom tamim. That's what it says. The law with the pasuk. V'roch amal chayaretz v'tamu shlohaya kamo miyom shenivra ha'olam. Shenemar, all the nations of the world saw it. It's never happened. As the pasuk says there in Yoshua. V'lohaya kayom ahu lefanav v'acharav lo yiakein. L'shmoa Hashem b'kol ish. That was the diak of the Achron. This has never happened before. That tefillah was answered. Ki Hashem nilcham v'Yisrael. That was the sixth mofes. Okay, the sixth time, it has a whole list of items. The first thing that something happened, the first person who got sick, the first person who changed nature, v'chulus. This is the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The question that the Rishonim ask then on the Pasuk in Yeshua is, it never happened before or after? What about our Gemara? So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar must be against our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara says it happened earlier. It happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. And our Gemara doesn't say that. If you look in the Radak, if you look in the Malbim there, they deal with this. Deal with this. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? What about Chizkiyo HaMelech? Another story. Says the Radak, V'yava b'shaya shuv ha-shemesh acho ranis l'chizkiyahu, even though the sun went backwards, ha-os ha-hu ha-ya la-os ulamofes v'nasnu Hashem b'aver she-yamin chizkiyahu she-yichim ichoyol. That was different. Hashem just did it as a simin to Chizkiyahu, as Tosva said, but it wasn't that he davened for it. Avoderach tefila she-yispalel adam al-shinu yateva v'ne'etar ha-bore la-os ha-tefila. That never happened before or after. And obviously it's a chazal, it's against the Ar Gemara, because Ar Gemara also quotes by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also had it, but that's not mefurish. It's not mefurish in the text, so maybe that's why it doesn't say it. The Gevurah Sari also has one more ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The emphasis of shlosha nikdama lahem chama, the emphasis is it was bischus atzman. For them it happened, not just bischus klal Yisrael. The Gevura Sari says, "Nearly the mishum hachi nakat nikdama lahen lomar shenikdama lahen pirish b'schus atzman lachud bi'afal pisha hanikida hayel atzorach tovas kol Yisrael shehayel b'malchame imoshev Yeshua ben Nun afilu hachi nakta lahen b'schus atzman below siyua lahen z'chus sibar im z'chusan." That was the Gevura Sari's emphasis, the godless of each of these individuals. It wasn't Klal Yisrael as a whole. Okay, get back to the Gemara. About the eighth wide line or so, next piece. The Mishnah had said that also it's considered a plague, right at the beginning of the Perek, on yesterday's daf, Yudches Mabez, it was also a plague if it rains in one place and does not rain in the other place. That's also considered a plague that you have to start davening for. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, v'shteyan l'klala. Both the city that received rain and that didn't receive rain is a klala. The city that received rain, it got a ton of rain, it was flooded, or they will have to support others and they're going to run out anyway. And the city that didn't get rain, obviously, is a simen klala. Period. Once we have that line of Shtein L'Klala, we have a couple of other chazals similar. Haysen Yerushalayim L'Nida B'neihem Yerushalayim was like a nida, right? In the first paragraph of Eicha, Amar Yudam Arav libracha. But really, deep down, Yirmiyahu is telling us this is a bracha. It was like a nida. Why? Kenida. Ma nida yesh la heter, av Yerushalayim yesh la takana. Just like a nida is not usher forever, right? It is only a certain amount of time, and then she comes back. So to Yerushalayim yesh la takana. So to Yerushalayim. Though Yerushalayim, went into galus. Still, there is a takana. The Achronim also point out that just like a nida, the Gemara says in Emeseches Nida, the reason that there is Tumas Nida is in order to be mechabev the nida al baila, in order to keep the fire excited, to keep the fire of the marriage exciting, and that is why Chazal say today the lechabev itzich al baila ke shas knisa lechupa, to keep it exciting. Every month there is a honeymoon. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu, his relationship with us, he yearns for us as well during the time of Galus. There was only 70 years, and now it's a long Galus, but Kadosh Baruch Hu also is yearning for us to come back, also similar to the Nida connection. Haisa ka'almana, next phrase, the Yerushalayim was like an almana, like a widow. Amar Rav Yehuda lebracha, this is also a bracha. Ke'almana, velo almana mamish. Only like an almana, but not mamish an almana. Why? Ela ki'isha shahalach baila l'medinas hayam, like a woman whose husband went to medinas hayam, far away, v'dayta lachzer aleha, and he has in mind to come back, meaning she was called an almana chaya. She's an almana while she's alive. She lost her husband now, but the husband's going to come back. So that's also Yerushalayim. Ki almana, not mamish almana, because he is going to come back. Be'ezus Hashem. Vayter. V'gam ani nasati eschem nivzim ushvalim. Also, I have placed you lowly. Hashem, we are very lowly throughout the galus. Everybody hates us. Everybody hates the Jews. Amar Rav Yehuda libracha. This is also a bracha. Delo mukmi mina lo reshi nari velo gizirifti. So that the other nations don't appoint us to chashiv positions that are not looked at by others as chashiv positions. Tax collectors and other officers, these are positions that everybody hates them. So we don't get these positions because the authorities are in machshavas anyway, and therefore it's a good thing really in disguise. The Navi Achiyah says he predicts that Hashem will help hit Am Yisrael like a person uses a reed to hit water, but like the water knocks off the reed. Sorry, like the reed waves in the water. This is also lebracha that we're compared to a reed. Why? My dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Ne'emanim pitzei oev ne'etara zeshiko sonei. The wounds of a friend, the pitzei oev, are ne'emanim. They're good. They're positive. V'ne'etaros. Ne'etaros means fake or deceitful. Rashi says from the word atar. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, atar is something that turns, it's like a pitchfork. It turns something over from one side to the other side. So v'ne'etaros zeshiko sonei, the kisses of a enemy, of a hated person, are fake. Meaning so the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of a hated person. What do we darshan from there? Tova klala shekilel achiyah hashiloni es Yisrael. Better is the curse that achiyah kissed Am Yisrael, meaning this line that we just quoted, that we're going to be hit like reeds. Yoser mi bracha shebirchan bilam arasha. It's even better than the bracha of Bilam. Right? That's the wound of a loved person, achiyah, better than the hated person, Bilam. Achiyah shiloni killan bikane. Achiyah cursed us by calling us reeds. Why is that a good thing? Amar Lamli Yisrael, V'yikashem Yis Yisrael, kasha yonin ha-kaneh b'mayim. Just like the kaneh in water. Ma kaneh zeh. What happens to a reed in water? Omeid b'makamayim. First of all, it's in the place of water, which is in the place of tremendous plenty. V'gizo machlif, and it always is constantly regenerating itself. It grows and grows and grows. V'sharasha merubin, and it has strong roots. V'yafilu kol arucho sheba'olam. Bo'os v'noshvos ba'o, and even if all the winds in the world come and wave against it, ein mizizos osomim kamo, it can't uproot it. A reed gets, it's soft. So what happens? It's flexible. It gets pushed down, but then it goes back up. That's what happens to a reed. Once the winds stop, it stands up straight again. That's why being like a kana is like a bracha. Even though we're going to be hit, the Jew is going to bounce back up. Just like the reed always bounces up. But Bilam birchan be'erez. Bilam gave us the bracha of a cedar. Cedar is very tall and powerful, but it's hard and not. It doesn't give. Doesn't have any give. Shneamar ka'arazim alemayim, like the arazim ma erez zeh. Eino omid b'makamayim. This erez stands by it on its own. Ve'ein gizo machlev. It doesn't regenerate itself. Ve'ein sharashav merubin, and its roots are not wide. Afilu kol arucho sheba olam no shvos bo. Even if all the winds of the world come, ein mizizo oso bimkomo. Most winds can't move the eres. It's very strong. Cedars. But kiva shenasha ba ruach dromis. Once a super wind comes, a southern wind, okarto vahofachto panav. It uproots it and it's finished. Once the eres gets uprooted, it's not going back. It's out of the ground. Meaning it's not like the kana that can get pushed and then bounced back. Volo od, right, so that's why Bilam's curse is worse than Achiyah's. Bilam's bracha is worse than Achiyah's curse. Volo od, the Gemara continues, not only is this true, Ella, shezoche kana litalim eno kolmis. The kana, the reed, was even zoche, that you should use a reed for a quill. Lichtov bo sefer Torah, Nevi'im uksuvim. To write Tanachs, to write Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Right? So that's what a kolnis is used for that. Right? And so the Ramah quotes this as a minhag. The Ramah in Yaradeya quotes in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, for all those sofrim out there, right? All the halachas of writing a Sefer Torah, the last halacha, last two halachas in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sefer Torah, Tzorach Sheikh Tevenu Bidyo. You have to write it with a special ink, ha'asui me'ashan ha'shmanim, ha'shari be'me'afatzim, that's soaked with gallnuts, all the different ways that you prepare the ink, and what do you write as your use for your writing instrument? Sefer Torah, Tzorach, Lakasvo, Biyamin. You have to use your right hand, Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you're a righty, Yesh Omer Meds the Rama, Sheesh Lifto Bikumis Shel Kane, Velo Benotza. One should use a reed and not a feather. That's what the Rama quotes. Where does he get this from? Says the Gra, Perik Yimel de Tainis. Our Gemara, right, this is the makar for this minog. There's shakos, a noag and cain. It's not ma'akev, it's not the minog. The minog is to use other things, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. So we use the kolmis to write. It can be used to write Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If you think back, trivia, where else did we have two places in this Masechta so far, an allusion to the 24 books of Tanakh? Right, we have Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim here. So we had it. We had Tanakh twice already. We had the idea of how much did Am Yisrael violate when we talk about all the averis that Am Yisrael violated. The Gemara said we only did two averis. Of course, we only did two averis. We did 24 averis. Our Rashi quoted that 24 averis we violated everything that it says in the 24 books of Tanakh, right? We had that earlier when it spoke about all the different averos that Klal Yisrael were involved in. On Daf Hey Amud Aleph, we had it there on the bottom that this is one of the conversations that Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak had in terms of the Agadata, if you remember. So he asked him, Ma'ita Siv, on the bottom, he says, Esrim Ba'arvish Fikalahu, there's one other place, not for now, but that is the, this is another place where we have the Tanakh. Yes, it was Amon Achaya, as I mentioned before, is when obviously she is alive and her husband is also alive by Amon Achaya, unlike a regular Amon. Okay, Vayit. Tanur Abadah, third to last line. La'olam Yehei Adam Rach Kekaneh Va'al Yehi Kasha Ke'eres. A person should be as soft as a reed, meaning flexible. A person's got to be flexible in life. Va'al Yehi Kasha Ke'eres, and shouldn't be difficult and rigid like a cedar. Before we get to the story that illustrates this, there is a Magalias Hashas quotes here that the Gemara is saying, be like this and don't be like this. You know what that's emphasizing? In life, you're either one or the other. Right? There's no in-between. There's no in-between. Quote Rav Shradron quotes this from Lumadnu. You see from here, She'ein Emsa, O Sha'ata Rach Kikana, O Sha'ata Kasha Ke'eres. It's one or the other. And we have to try to be as much as we can in being flexible in terms of letting things slide, in terms of having other areas of midos. If we're not like a kana, then we're like an eres. Shema adam machzika tatzmo rach kana arayu rach avalim mazniachu velulu rega echad es midas savlanuso. Even for a moment, if we don't focus on being patient and being a vatran, miyad aluhu lehitapech v'liot chasha ke'eres. And that's why we have to be one, because if we're not one, then we might very quickly move to the other. Maisa story, another famous story. Shaba Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Mimigdal Gador, Mibes Rabo. One of the Tanaim was coming from the house of his Rebbe, Vahaya Rachav Alachamar, he was on a donkey, Umatayal Asfas Nahar, Visamach Simcha Gedola. And he was on the edge of the river and he was very happy. Vahaysa Daito Gasa Allah Ibn Shalama Torah Harbe. He was a little too happy. A little too happy. He was feeling too good about himself. Amazing, one of the great Tanaim. Feeling a little too good. So what happens? He met somebody who was extremely ugly. Mechuar biyoser. Rashi says on top, some say this was Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi coming to give him tochacha, right? That he was the God, he was a great person, but he was maybe holding himself a little too high. Rashi and Tosafos both say that this was Eliyahu Hanavi who was going to try to get him back on the straight and the narrow. Omar lo, shalom alecha Rebbe. Eliyahu Hanavi says hello to him. How are you? Follow Hexer, though. He didn't answer him. Oh, why didn't he answer him? Maybe he thought that it was inappropriate for somebody of his stature to be in conversation with him. Omar lo, Reka. Rebbe Lazar says, finally says to him, Reka, kama empty one. Kama mechuar. What's the emphasis of Reka? Maybe he's emphasizing that just like outside is ugly, it must be your inside is ugly too. It must be your empty. Kama mechuar osoha ish. Man, you are ugly. Shema kol bnei ircha mechuar kamoscha. Can't even believe the story is from one of the Tanaim. Right? Are all the people in your city like you? Do they all look like you? Again, it was a moment in time. A lapse. There was a lapse. He felt too good. He was looking down on this other person. And there was a lapse. Amar lo. Says Eliyahu Hanavi, or says this person, Eini Yodea, I'm not sure. Ella, Lech va'amar lo uman she'asani. Why don't you go ask the craftsman that made me? Kama mechur klizesha asisa. You made a disgusting one here. Meaning, go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he realized his chait right away. Kivin she'yadaba atzmo she'chata. He realized it. He says, oi, Yaran menachamar, he gets off the donkey. Meaning, he's not holding himself high anymore. He gets off the donkey, finishes tatech lefanav, and he starts asking and davening for mechila. Amar lo, nenesi lecha, I'm sorry, I insulted you. Makoli, please forgive me. Amar lo, eni mochel lecha, I'm sorry, I will not. Ashetelech luman shasani, go ask the maker. Va'amar lo, kama mechor, klizeh shasisa. What do you mean? You didn't insult me, you insulted my craftsman. So you gotta ask mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me. So, go ask. Even before we continue, the Achronim ask here on this Gemara, we know there's a concept, the Gemara in Chulin and elsewhere, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala, even al yedei behemtum shel tzadikim, let alone tzadikim. Right, the Eliyahu, there's no stumbling block that is brought through tzadikim, the special siyata d'shmaya that a tzadik has. Even the animals of tzadikim have special siyata d'shmaya. So how here could this Eliyahu, if it was Eliyahu Hanavi, it was another person, such a takala, such an adir was brought through them? So Bali Tosas throughout Shas say that only applies to food. There won't be a takala that a tzadik will end up eating a non-kosher food. That's the takala that is being spoken about. That's number one. But the Ramban says otherwise. The Ramban and Chulin, where this Gemara comes up, Ramban and Chulin Davzai says, there's no takala unless he's negligent. If he himself is negligent, if he's chote, then that's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives special siyata d'shmaya to those who are bala tahir messiah lahem. But if somebody is chote, nobody's perfect, right? Except four people, the Gemara says. But besides them, nobody was perfect. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't protect a person if he sins. He sins. So here too, he was chote. So therefore, it could be that a takala came. So back to the Gemara. So he didn't forgive him. And he follows him until he finally came to his city. All the people in the city go out to meet Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. They go out to meet him. V'hayu omrim lo, shalom alecha, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. They start talking to him. He's the leader of their city. Amar lahem, l'mi'atam karim Rebbe. Eliyahu Hanavi, or this Adam, says, who you calling Rebbe? Amru lo, l'zeshem etayelach arecha, to this person walking behind you. Amar lahem, imzer Rebbe, a yirbu kamosa b'Yisrael. If this is your rabbi, there shouldn't be too many like him amongst Israel. After what he did to me, Amr lo mebnei ma, what happened? Amr lahem, kach v'kach asali. He said it over. Why isn't that Lashon Hara? Is that Mevayish Pnei Chavero? So maybe this was part of his kapara. Amr lo, afal pikein macholo. Still, please, forgive him. Sh'anam gadol batorehu. He's our leader. Amr lahem, bishvilchem aredi mochelo. Okay, for you. For your covet, I'll be mochel. Ubilvad shalo yirog al asos kein. He cannot do that again. He's got to be makabel. He's got to change his actions. He's got to shape up. Can't do it again. He can't do it again at all. Miyad nichas was Reb Shimon v'darash. And right after the mechila was accepted, he got up and gave a drasha. V'darash. He started with what we had before. Lo olam yehi adam rach kekana v'yekasha ke'erez. A person should be soft and flexible and not a cedar. Right, and that's why, right, meaning I was hard, I was tough. Gotta be flexible. You see an ugly man, okay. Take everything in stride. Lefichach, zacha, karnalitol, amen, akulmes, lachtobo, sefer Torah, tfilin, ume, zuzos. So that is story number two for today. We had Nakdimon, and then we have the story of Blazer Reb Shimon, and the ugly man. Good. We continue, third wide line. V'cheni yirshish badevro mapolas. The Mishnah said, if there is a plague, if there is a city which is having houses fall down, that also is an event that you have to have a reaction of tefillah and hasra'ah. Tana Rabbanan, Mapolas Sha'amru, when it talked about a city that had houses falling down, Berios Velo Re'uos, we're talking about literally healthy, strong buildings that fell down, not buildings that should have fallen down. Na ru'uos, she'edan ru'uos lipol, buildings that shouldn't have fallen, v'lo ha'ru'uos lipol. Hey neo brios, hey neo she'edan ru'uos, isn't lipol, isn't that the same thing? Hey neo ru'uos, hey neo ru'uos lipol. Why does it repeat it? It's the same thing. Brios and Amrios lipo. So lo tzricha de naflu, the chiddush is including this case. De naflu machmas gofayu. What if it's a very strong building, but if it's too tall? That's why it fell down. So it's bari, but it's ruyos lipo. Inami de kaiman aguda denara. Or if there's a strong building, but it's built on the riverbanks. So even though it's strong, but the foundations of this building are going to be ruined because it's by the river and the water. And therefore, these were examples of brios, but ruuyos lipo. The following cases, Rashi points out, are examples of ruuos, but they're not ruuyos lipo. The other example, kiahi ashisa ruua. There was a rickety, inferior wall, tahavi ben arda. That was in arda da lo avichal of Rabbi Shmuel tuta. That Rabbi Shmuel never went by it. Even though for 13 years it stood, they still wouldn't go near it because it was a ruuyos lipo. One time Rav Ada Bar Ava was visited Nahar Dah. Amalei Shmuel, who was the chief rabbi of Nahar Dah. Amalei Shmuel, the Rav, Nasi Mar Nakif. He says Shmuel and Rav were the leaders at the time also. So they said, you know, let's go meet Rav Ada Bar Ava, but we'll walk around that area. We don't want to walk near the wall. Amalei Rav says, Lo Tzarichna Ha'idna. Today you don't need that. Today you don't have to walk around. De'ike Rav Ada Bar Ava Badon. I have bitachon in his chus. Guess even Rav and Shmuel considered Rav Ada Bar Ava an unbelievable personality. So they said, Rav said, I'm not worried today. We can walk next to it. Nothing's going to happen because of his chus. Rav Huna, Havilei, Hahu Chamra, Bahu Beis Ariya, Ubay Lefinuye. Another story. Rav Huna had a bunch of wine in a rickety house. He wanted to remove it, but he was nervous that if he goes inside, the house might fall on him. Aile the Rav Ada Bar Ava lahasam. So what happened? He once took Rav Ada Bar Ava into the house. He was talking and learning with him. Mashke b'shmeitze. And he was involved in learning with him as he was removing his wine. Ad depanya, until he got all his wine out. Basar de nafik, he got all the wine out. He took Rav Ada Bar Ava out. Nafal besa. And right after that, the house fell down. Argish Rav Ada Bar Ava realized that he was just being used. He was used in the house by Rav Huna. Ikpin, he got very upset. Why did he get upset? Because he felt that he held like Rabbi Yannai, who says, La'olam al yamud adam v'akam sakana v'yomar osin li neis. A person should not be somech on a neis. L'chatchila, why? Shema ein osin lo neis. Who says you can have a neis done for you? You can't daven for a neis, or rely on a neis. V'im timsi lomar osin lo neis. And if you say, even if a neis, you're a person is batuach, that a neis will occur, menachalom bizchu yosef. He's going to have to pay for it. Some of his schuyos are going to be removed. So that's why he was upset. He said, I don't know why you use me. It's not nice. Amar Rav Chanan, Mikra, Dechziv, where do you see that a person might have nikui zechuyos Dechziv, as the father said by Yaakov? Kantoti mikol ha-chasad mikol ha-emes. Yaakov was worried that his schuyos started running because of the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. My Abi of the Rav Ada Bar Ava, what made him so great? That even Rav and Shmuel looked at him as a leader and the Zechuyos. Kiha de Itmar, Sha'alu Talmidav, L'Rav Ada Bar Ava, Bameh Erach L'Yam, and they asked him, in what merit did he merit long life? Right? Why did he merit? So we're going to have an answer to that in a minute. The Yerushalmi here quotes a makar. Why should you not be somech on an ace? We have some stories in Shas where people were somechin, right? Remember the story, they had the brachas, the samach, Miriam davins, because she doesn't want Rachel to be embarrassed. So the Gemara says that the embryos were switched, Yosef and Dina. So we have some cases about davening for nisim, but it's pretty unusual. The Gemara might even be relating there to that sugya. But what is the makar? So Yerushalmi here says, Lo sanas was Hashem alokeichem. Don't test God. Right? We had earlier, if you remember, back on Daf Test, there's only one exception to that rule. And that's the mitzvah of tztaka. Lo sanasu, the Pasuk says in Malachi, b'chonuni no bazos. You can test me in this area. But besides that, there's an issa d'araisa. Lo sanasu as Hashem Elokeichem. The Yerushalmi relates that here. Here, it doesn't say that. Right here, it doesn't say that. Others say there's another Pasuk elsewhere, but ishmartim mikol davara. That's the Pasuk that is quoted. But either way, we do not rely on nisim. There's a special hashkacha, but we don't rely on nisim. Right, related to this is the sugya of makeh. The mitzvah makeh, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch by makeh, and others by makeh, they discuss the issue of why not rely on an ace. Does Hashem want a person to live or not? If he wants me to live, he'll do an ace for me. Hashkacha pratis, if not, not. So the Mefarshim explain, the Chinuch explains that Hashem also created a natural world. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to live, if he goes up on a roof and he jumps, it's not going to live. A person who walks in front of a car, Hashem's not going to perform needs. He created the natural world, even though there's Hashkacha Pratis. But still, we have to try to live within the natural world. If somebody is sick, doesn't take their medicine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. No, we live in a natural world, and we have to, that's the mitzvah makeh. Ki yipul anofel mimenu. That's the message of makeh, that we have to take precautions. Okay, back to this Gemara. Says ask the Talmidim to Rav Ada, with what did he merit? Amar Lahem, a few things. Miyam Mailok Pati Batok Basi. That's a big one. I was not mockpit in my house. I let things slide in my home. I didn't get angry in my home. So one of the Bali Musar say, in my home, inside of me. Batok Basi, in me. Even the few times where the Rambam discusses that you could feign anger on the outside, can't get angry inside. So, Batok Basi, I was always very calm. Lo Bati. V'lo tza'adati b'vnei misha gadol mimeni. And I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. V'lo hirharti b'mavos hametunafos. I never thought about Torah in dirty places where it would not have been kavod. V'lo alachti dalanamas, v'lo Torah, v'lo tefillin. And I never walked dalanamas without Torah and tefillin. Which is, works with the previous line. He was so machped about Torah, but when it came to a makam to mintunaf, he controlled himself. Controlled himself and did not think about it. And tefillin. What tefillin all over? V'lo yashanti b'beis ha-medrash lo shenes kevah lo shenes harai. I never slept in the beis medrash. V'lo sasti b'takolas chaveirai. And I never was happy with the downfall of my chaveirim. V'lo charasi l'chaveirai b'hachinaso. I never called my friend a nickname. A nickname. Does this mean any nickname? Does this mean only a negative nickname? We mentioned in the past, Rabbi Daniel Feldman's chapter in the Right and the Good. We talk, I have a whole chapter about nicknames. Whether it's appropriate, you're allowed to call somebody a nickname, even if it's just a neutral nickname. The Gemara here just says nickname. The Mefarshim explain, Lignai, Rashi and Tosfos, Lignai. V'yamri la b'chachinaso. Chachinaso, Tosfos says, a family name. A family name that might have some negative connotations. What's a family name? Interesting. What is Tosfos' example that he quotes? Kigon, Rabbi Avraham Eben Ezra, says Tosfos. Shekol b'nei mishpachto hayinikram kach. The whole family of the Eben Ezra is called the Eben Ezra, even though Eben Ezra is only one person. But that came to be his whole family name, Eben Ezra. But he says that that's not a negative. But Tosfos says if there's any type of negative name, nickname, or family name, that's what should not be used. Last section for today. Amar le Rav Raphim Bar Papa, one of Rav Papa's sons that we mentioned at Asiyam. Raphim Bar Papa. Leimelon mar mehani mili ma'al yasa tavi avad Rav Huna. Can you please tell me about the galus of Rav Huna? Interesting, Rav Huna was the one that was just using earlier Rav Ada Bar Ava. And now we have the galus. What was the galus of Rav Huna himself? So Amar le biyanku se lo dacherna. I don't really remember so much of his youth. Bisivuse dachirna. I do remember when he was older. He did the following. To call Yoma Deiva, every time it was very cloudy and he saw it was gonna rain, Havi Mafkin Le Bakuharka Dava, they carried him out in a golden chair, Visayer Lalakule Masa, and he inspected the city walls. Bukule Masa. The Kalashissa Davis Riyasa, any wall that looked inferior, that it might be dangerous, that it might fall down in the upcoming rain, Havi Sasarla, he would break it down. Efshar Lamara, if the owner could pay for it himself, Bani Law. So he would ask the owner to rebuild it. The low Efshar, Bani Law Yumidi Day, and if he couldn't afford it, he would do it himself. That's part of what Rav Huna did. There's another statement there, another action Rav Huna did. We'll have to stop here. Right before Bechobhanya, what Rav Huna did every Erev Shabbos. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.